Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. A promising start to the 2012 season with a 2-1 record was short-lived for the Buffalo Bills, and it all started with a Week 4 loss to the Patriots. Sure, that game began okay for the home team, but the Patriots roared back, and the final score on September 30th was not pretty. And since then, just one win for Chan Gailey and company, and that came in overtime against Arizona. The Bills come here to Foxborough this weekend, having lost two in a row, so let's examine them in our Week 10 opponent preview.
Play action, shoots it down the field, wide open, Gronkowski touchdown. That was like stealing. I mean, he was wide open.
The Bills allowed 52 points to the Patriots back in Week 4. That's a season high, but unfortunately for them, not by much. San Francisco put up 45 against the Bills the following week, and the Jets scored 48 in a disastrous season opener for Buffalo. There is no defense in the NFL that has allowed more touchdowns than the Buffalo Bills. On paper, Sunday's game is quite the mismatch. The Pats' top-ranked offense against the Bills' 31st-ranked defense. But the Patriots saw what Buffalo is capable of, holding a 2-touchdown lead midway through the third quarter in that Week 4 contest.
You know, we started slow, and we have to do better in improving on that. Starting fast, not having those lulls in action, being consistent, passing the ball, being consistent in the run game.
The Bills provide some challenges along the defensive line, notably with Mario Williams, who has come on strong recently but has overall been quiet in the first year of a huge free agent contract. Leading the secondary, Jarris Byrd has 3 interceptions and 3 forced fumbles. But the play of Buffalo's defense has put more pressure on quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Bills' offense to keep up with the opponent. Fitzpatrick is having a typical middle-of-the-pack type season. He had a season-high 4 TDs against the Pats, but also a season-high 4 picks. In the Bills' 4 games since then, 3 of them he went without a touchdown pass. Stevie Johnson is the Bills' leading receiver, while tight end Scott Chandler has 4 touchdowns, 2 coming against New England. It's Buffalo's C.J. Spiller-led ground game that has carried the team, with mainstay Fred Jackson contributing when healthy. The Pats are coming off their bye week and should be recharged as they kick off the second half of the season. Beating the Bills, which the Pats have done in 17 of their last 18 meetings, would help.
As we move here later into the season, we realize that every game from here on out is the biggest game of the season. It's a divisional game. You know, these guys always give us a fight, and we know we're going to be in for a fight. So, you know, our focus is on Buffalo, and we're going to do the best that we can to prepare, have a good weekend, and hopefully have some success on Sunday.
Well, two of the division leaders in the AFC right now are the Patriots and the Texans. Last week, Buffalo lost to the Texans, and of course, they've already faced the Patriots once, and they're preparing to face them again. On Wednesday, Stevie Johnson was asked which of the two teams, New England or Houston, is better right now. He said he'd give the nod to the Patriots. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.